A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the Scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them, and although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a bizarre scene when you think about it. When the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance." These tenants, these wicked tenants in the vineyard of the good man, expected to receive the son's inheritance by killing him. They expected that an evil act of theirs would grant them something that did not belong to them. It is bizarre to think about. Why would the owner of the vineyard think about giving his son's inheritance to the men who killed him? But such were the thoughts of the vineyard tenants. I think that this idea, this bizarre situation, gives us some insight to Jesus' rebuke of the Pharisees and the chief priests a little later on in this gospel passage. "Therefore I say to you," Jesus says, "the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." Jesus has already proclaimed to his listeners that the kingdom of God is present. The kingdom of God truly is at hand. These scribes, these Pharisees and chief priests had the opportunity to work in that kingdom of God, to cultivate that kingdom, and to allow it to produce fruit. It's a kingdom that's rich with fruit, ready to be produced. All that it takes is a little bit of work, that work itself a gift from God. Yet the Pharisees and the chief priests refused to work. In fact, they expected good things to come to them despite their lack of work. This too is bizarre when we think about it. And as we know, there's a bit of foreshadowing in this passage, because these chief priests will kill the only son. But as we also know, that's not the end of the story, because the kingdom of God continues to grow and is as much present to us today as it was back in those days. And here we are, these contemporary workers in that kingdom of God? Will we help this kingdom to produce its fruit? Will we allow God's kingdom to blossom and flourish? Or will we sit idly by, waiting for the sun to come, expecting what's not ours to get? Where do we stand in this kingdom?